Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro. I'm in studio with Suzanne Maurer today.
Aloha.
And we want to welcome you to the Good Life Radio Show. We are here to help you unleash your God-given purpose. What is it like to face a recurring terminal or life-threatening disease? How do we find hope and purpose in the midst of our greatest battle? Today, our very, very special guest, author and ministry leader, Johnny Erickson Tada, shares her own battles growing up as a quadriplegic and then facing a recurring threat of cancer. She shares her deepest personal challenges and how God taught her wisdom to endure and find purpose within. We pause to remind you the reason we have this show, The Good Life Radio, is to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him. No matter what you are going through right now, just know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for mine. He shed His blood, He was buried, and He was raised again on the third day. Today, through this show, He is calling you. Johnny Erickson Tada is an international advocate for people with disabilities. Johnny became a quadriplegic at the age of 17 after a near-fatal diving accident. Since her recovery, she has ministered to thousands of special needs families through Johnny and Friends, her organization she founded 40 years ago. She served on the National Council on Disability under Presidents Reagan and Bush, and she currently serves as an advisor to many national and international organizations that support those with disabilities. Johnny has authored over 48 books, and she is the general editor of the Beyond Suffering Bible, written for those suffering chronic conditions and their caregivers. Today, we're going to listen to a pre-recorded interview that we were able to do with Johnny, which included Danny, myself, and Suzanne. Let's listen in.
Johnny, since our last interview with you a few years ago, you've written several more books dealing with stress, grief, breaking the bonds of fear, and marriage. Your book, Johnny and Ken, An Untold Love Story, it's a deep look in your marriage to Ken Tada. What lessons has God taught you through marriage?
Well, there are many, many lessons, I guess I could say, after 37 years of marriage, but boy, Ken and I, when we counsel young couples or young people who are thinking of getting married, we always say, oh my goodness, make certain that the Lord Jesus Christ is smack dab in the center, that you both have active and healthy, growing relationships with Him. You're both getting into God's Word, because the closer you both get to God, the closer you'll really grow to each other. And I think that's what Ken and I have discovered. This year, coming up on 2020, we'll be reading through the Bible together for the 13th year in a row. Oh. And it has been such a rich and satisfying journey to go through God's Word together. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing that I could possibly do for my husband, and I gave this little bit of advice to a friend who got married last weekend, a young millennial, her and her husband, I said, the best thing you can do for your husband is pray for him, and pray for him every day. And I think that's what I've learned the most, that it's really all about Jesus, whether you are walking solo through life or whether you are in life together with your spouse, with your partner. It's really all about the Lord.
And Johnny, it's about the Lord. And as you pray, why would you say, why prayer? Why is prayer so important for our spouse?
Well, for one thing, God commands us to do it. So there must be really something great about it. And I know that my husband responds to prayer. He's got a very soft spirit. And when I pray for him, when I see that he's discouraged or feeling frustrated or down or maybe overwhelmed by my disability, there I am, maybe in the backseat of the van praying for him as we go down the freeway, or maybe as we head to church, I'm praying for him, or maybe as he is helping me into bed at night and hanging up my clothes, I'm praying for him, because prayer changes hearts, and sometimes your own heart will end up going through the biggest transition when you pray for your spouse.
So good. Such good words of wisdom. And you and your husband have been through a lot together. I was very inspired reading about the start of your relationship and how much just service and sacrifice is part of your marriage. I would love to meet him someday for sure. But in recent years, you've had some other battles that have, I'm sure, tested you and your husband and your family. You've battled recurring breast cancer and months of some treatment and some pain that I know you wrote a lot about, and very blessed by what you've shared. But through these experiences, Johnny, you've gained some deep and very personal insights into those battles when you're facing a terminal illness, something that many of our listeners are either battling themselves or have somebody near to them that they're walking through with. What impact has recurring cancer had on your life?
Well, Lonnie, I've told many people that I look at this cancer battle through the lens of Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Our listeners probably know that story well, when Joseph said to his wicked brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God intended it for good, for the saving of many lives." And I love that last part. God allows these things to happen, even something as tragic as cancer, so that our suffering might be a platform for the saving of many lives. And for my husband and I, that was our three doctors. That was our surgical oncologist, our medical oncologist, our radiologist, their nurses, lab technicians, their staff. So we're going to each x-ray, each PET scan, each radiation session, praying that God is going to use us to reap a harvest from this challenging time. So we did not consider the cancer, or even the reoccurring cancer, a detour. It was heads up, here we are, God wants us here, this is our assignment, this is the main road, this is the highway, this is the big deal. We're not on an exit on some side street. God wants us on this path for, quote, the saving of many lives. And we love that part in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. It's what God intended when he said that he means something for good. Well, what good could possibly come of recurring cancer, or for that matter, of quadriplegia? How about the saving of many lives? How about being a witness to a bunch of skeptics and cynics in this world who have to look at you and think, oh my goodness, how great her God must be to inspire loyalty through all of this? So my husband and I really were on a mission during that recurring cancer, and actually, to be quite honest, Lonnie, we're still on it.
But what a powerful word you just gave, that it is not a detour from God's purpose and plan of your life, that you could look at it that way. And I think that has got to be very life-changing to hear that for our listeners and for people who are struggling in the midst of it, that this isn't something that wasn't planned, that God didn't see coming, that shocked God, that said, that made God think, wow, where'd that come from? Because he did know what you were going to go through. He's with us in everything, and it's not that, what you called the detour off of the highway, which I loved. As you have continued to gain this new perspective, and you faced terminal illness and the potential for this in this life-threatening disease, how has the thought of death and that perspective reshaped your walk with God?
Well, it's driven home the fact, Lonnie, that every day we're supposed to die, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Every day we're to pick up our cross and follow him.
Such an amazing, just right off the top of the interview, I mean, words of wisdom that are it just opened my eyes to what we can really, we can pivot, we can change the way we see the bad news, we can change the way we have to operate within that tough time. And when she quoted Genesis 50:20, and that everything we go to or go through can be looked at as what is the potential in it to save another's life.
It reminded me of the quote, oftentimes God has to allow what he hates to redeem what is good. Mm-hmm. And I love the story of Joseph. It's one of my favorite stories in the entire Bible, mm-hmm. in this Genesis 50. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage our listeners, if you're not familiar with it or need a review, go to Genesis 50 and read the whole story, mm-hmm. of Joseph, yeah. because it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to step back a bit, because you and I, when we were listening to her talk about her marriage,
yes,
there we had an I think a reaction.
Yes, exactly.
Because, you know, some of the things that she said about learning, what she's learned and what they do, the Lord has got to be in the center
yes.
of your marriage.
Yes.
How simple and yet difficult it is to keep that in perspective at times.
Well, if you just think of the triangle, mm-hmm. with God at the point, mm-hmm. at the top, and then a husband on the left or the right, and the wife on the other.
Right.
The more we turn to him, yeah. and move toward him, the closer we become.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just so true. But I also loved her sharing with us about praying,
mm-hmm.
for our spouse. I'll put it that way, because
right.
it has to go both ways.
Right.
And honestly, every once in a while, someone will say, well, there's really nothing I could do but pray. Well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because prayer is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And to think of daily praying for your spouse,
mm-hmm. yeah.
very, very powerful message for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And I think even more so than the daily praying, when she described how, you know, he's walking by and I pray for him.
Yes.
He helps me into bed and I pray for him. He's driving my car and I pray for him. And I'm thinking, gosh, if I get one prayer out from my husband today, it's a good day.
Amen, Lonnie. I like that.
It was like,
yes.
wow, yeah, Lord, I can actually pray for him many more times in the day. And when she says, you know what, God calls us to pray for each other. Yes, number one. But number two, when she says, the best thing I can do is pray for my husband.
And then she shared that she can even see a change.
Right.
And she can see response.
Right.
Maybe not every time, but often.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so she sees that prayer's working.
Yeah. And I think that's a challenge to me.
A good word.
A good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, I think something that we all can do to raise our marriages up, to be an inspiration, mm-hmm. to other marriages that are struggling, an inspiration to those marriages that don't know the Lord and don't have a triangle of themselves,
yes.
with the Lord. They look at us as Christian marriages and say, you know, you don't look too different. So what's the big deal,
right.
about, you know, your relationship? Well, we need to be that big deal, that
yes.
difference that shows them that with God, all things are possible. We're going to come back to Johnny Erickson Tada in a moment.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here in studio for Danny Yamashiro today. I'm here joined with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and we are having an excellent conversation with a very special guest, Johnny Erickson Tada. If you'd like to get this entire program so that you can hear it from front to back, please go and visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to her words of wisdom. You can download them. Share the message with someone today, especially someone who might be going through the trials of a medical condition that might be terminal or life-ending. Or someone who is helping another, maybe a family member. Her words and her walk and her experience, her wisdom that the Lord has shared with her, is truly something that I'm hoping that you will share. Johnny Erickson Tada has lived in a wheelchair for over 40 years. She constantly, daily experiences chronic pain. She's gone through depression. She's dealt with isolation. And yet she has come out to know that the Lord is her shepherd and her keeper and her trust in him. And she's going to share some amazing things that she has learned and grown, especially in these recent years. She's recently battled recurring breast cancer and has come through times of treatment and pain. In our last segment, she shared about how Genesis 50:20 tells us that all of our trials are never meant for nothing. They're all part of God's plan to save many others. It's never a detour. It's never a exception to the purposes and plans that God has for us. It is actually part of the purposes and plans. And her sharing about how she wakes up every day and how she uses the opportunity to minister and to speak into the lives of her doctors and her nurses and her radiologists and all those that come around her, and looking at how can I die to myself today and live for the Lord. And she was so so clear on that. And it was, when we come back now, we're going to talk a little bit more about what she calls the Christian way to go through hardship. Suzanne.
I just want to sneak in, a good friend of Johnny's were Charlie and Lucy Wiedemeyer. Mm-hmm. And Charlie used to say, pain and suffering are inevitable. Mm-hmm. Misery is optional. Mm-hmm. And Johnny makes that choice. Absolutely. Every morning. Yeah. to make it a good day.
If you want to learn more about her, her ministry, Johnny and Friends, her organization, you can always visit her at johnnyandfriends.org. And again, if you want to listen to this in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can hear it there. Let's get back and listen to more of Johnny Erickson Tada.
Well, it certainly has made the idea of heaven much more near and dear and real. And it has made death quite evident as well, quite in front of my face, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's the way we're supposed to live. We are supposed to die daily. Jesus says in Luke chapter 9, take up your cross and follow me. Die to yourself and live to me. So every day we die. We die to our plans, our hopes and dreams, our wants, our wishes, and we yield to God's agenda, God's plan, mm-hmm. what he wants for us. Because it's always better. We think our plan is much better, but you know what? His is much better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I don't have long to live in this quadriplegic body of mine. I just turned 70 years old, and so, you know, I'm at a milestone birthday, and I've lived very long as a quadriplegic. There aren't many quadriplegics that live as long as I have. And so I'm a woman of Psalm 112. I'm joyful. I'm not overcome by evil. I do not fear bad news. I confidently trust the Lord to take care of me. Psalm 112 says, these people are confident and fearless, and they can face their foes triumphantly. Mm. That's who I want to be. That's the way I want to live.
Mm. What a great perspective, dying every day. I mean, that is true. And yet, how often do we wake up saying those words to ourselves? Today, I may die, and so I will live for you, Jesus. You know, we always bring in our agenda first thing in the morning, and how real that is, that we need to just sort of adjust that, and how...
Well, actually, you know, we all think this life is going to go on forever. We think this parade of life is just going to continue on until suddenly we are, you know, hit with a bad medical report, or the potential of a tumor that needs to be biopsied, or, you know, a bad medical diagnosis that could be life-altering. So I think we should live with the reality that, you know what, this could be our last day. Mm. And James, Book of James says, what life is fleeting, it's a wisp of smoke, fading vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. All men are like grass, their glory fades like a flower in the heat of the summer sun.
Mm.
We just need to live in that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live in that reality, my goodness, you start investing in other people. You start investing in their spiritual and physical well-being. You start looking at things from God's point of view, and it's a great way to live.
Yeah.
I love it. It's wonderful.
You know, Johnny, I'm so inspired talking to you, as so many are. I know, and thank you. Just going to pause and say thank you so much for the inspiration and that you do each and every day. As you walk through this this season and this passion of yours is coming through, how has that affected your family, your husband, those close to you? Has that had an effect on them as well?
Oh, yes, it has. When I talk about my husband, of course, it has strengthened his faith, but also it has strengthened the character and the faith of my friends who support me through this, my girls who get me up in the morning, give me a bed bath, do my toileting routines, do my range of motion exercises, prepare me breakfast, brush my hair, brush my teeth, you know, drive me to work. These are the girls who get me up in the morning, get me down at night. And I tell you, together, we're doing this journey, linking arms. It's not just me being supported by them. We're in it together. That's a Christian way to go through hardship, to journey with each other through the challenges. And so they, too, have gained a deeper faith, seasoned wisdom, profound peace, settledness of soul. They've got iron-fisted trust because they see me walking through that valley of the shadow of death. And you know what? They're with me in it. They're walking me through it. And that's a good thing for anybody. Mm-hmm. So rather than feel like a burden when I have to ask for help, I always think, you know, God might want to do something in my friend's life. And so by me asking her for help, perhaps God will transform her or give her a deeper sense of compassion or show her what it means to serve sacrificially. So I think my own journey has helped my friends and my family because they're in it with me. I'm not alone in it. They're with me.
And what a wonderful team he has surrounded you with. Johnny, I want to think about your book, When Is It Right to Die? You talk about this time with your family and sharing stories from other families in the same situation. As you face the pain of suffering and suffering of treatment, you've shared how you weighed thoughts of suicide. Do you mind sharing with us what that was like?
Well, those were long ago, far away days. Days when I would wrench my head back and forth on the pillow at my hospital bed and hope that God might allow me to break my neck up at a higher level and thereby put myself to death, or I just could not face the prospect.
We're listening in to Johnny Erickson Tata's interview where she's talking right now about really the reality of living with as a quadriplegic, and when she first became one, how many days that she would sit and try to plan her own death. And we're going to come back to talking a lot about more about that, which I think is an important conversation, and one that she is raising awareness of across the nation, actually, through her book, When Is It Right to Die? But, you know, when in this last segment, when we were talking about her family and the effect that it's had on her family, she said some profound things. And I wanted to just talk about this concept of ask for help. Mm-hmm. It really struck me because so many times there's this independence, there's this challenge to ask someone else for help. And the way she put it was so enlightening, in that asking for help is not a visual of your weakness. It's an opportunity to give somebody else a chance to serve. Mm-hmm. And so she asks for help. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is something that spoke to me.
It's something, though, that's learned. Mm-hmm. Because I've talked with Charlie and Lucy about that, too. Mm-hmm. And that was their biggest struggle initially. So it's good for our listeners to hear that you need to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Actually, people want to bless other people. Mm-hmm. And so in not asking, in a sense, yeah, it's almost denying them an opportunity to not only bless you, yeah, but then be blessed. Yeah. Oftentimes, if not most times, you go to be a blessing and leave much more blessed. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the what I hear often enough is, I don't want to be a burden.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to be a burden. And I would say I had a mom who went through cancer and ultimately went to be with the Lord. But I would say to her, it's a privilege of,
yes,
mine to carry you. I mean, you carried me for so long and changed 900 diapers. I think I can change four of yours.
Thank you, Lonnie. Yeah. I think that's a beautiful sharing with our listeners today.
Yeah. I think this asking for help and doing it together. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. It's not me and them helping me. It's us doing it together. And that's when she said, this is the Christian way to go through hardship.
Yes.
And it's the picture of what Christ calls all of us to do, that interdependence that doesn't say that I'm in need and you're carrying my burden, or you're in need and I'm carrying yours. It's, we're all in this together. And
we're a team.
We're a team. And where you need support, I'm going to lift you up. And boy, oh boy, when I need support, I pray that you'll be there,
yes,
as well. If you are a listener here today and you're hearing this and struggling with the idea of asking another for help, please pray about that. Please consider that the act of asking another for help, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your parent, is giving an opportunity for somebody to be Christ-like in your life. And every chance that we get to serve another is a chance for us to be like him. And there is no better way to live your life than to be like Christ in all that you do.
And you know that you would want to be the help. So try and look at it from that perspective too.
Absolutely. We'll come back to Johnny Erickson Tata. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a in studio for Danny Yamashiro, and I'm here with Suzanne Maurer, our co-host for today. We're talking to a very special guest, Johnny Erickson Tada, and we've been listening in on an interview we pre-recorded with her, and then the last segment we talked about her book that was just re-released, I should say, When Is It Right to Die? And it's really a sort of a group of testimonies, chapters upon chapters, of first of all, her own life as she serves the Lord and has been a quadriplegic since the age of 17, but recently had a battle with breast cancer, which came back a second time, and just really personally deeply felt the challenges of facing the potential for death and a life threatening disease like cancer. She wrote a book, When Is It Right to Die? And we were just talking about what are the things that she learned from interviewing many families. The book is just a culmination of testimonies of families who have walked with a loved one or have experienced themselves, people who have experienced going through cancer or some other disease, or maybe have a young child that is suffering from a disease that's potentially going to take their life. How do they cope with the depression? And she's going to share a lot of wisdom on that. If you'd like to hear again the entire program or share it, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download it. You can listen to it again there. It's going to really change your life, I think, in many, many ways. So I want to go back and we were just talking about what happened to Johnny when she considered suicide. And because many of us do at time, and it's epidemic. So we're going to listen back in.
Well, those were long ago, far away days, days when I would wrench my head back and forth on the pillow at my hospital bed and hope that God might allow me to break my neck up at a higher level and thereby put myself to death or I just could not face the prospect of sitting down for the rest of my life without use of my arms or my legs. And I see, looking back now, that my problem wasn't so much my quadriplegia as it was my clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who are aging now with secondary disabilities, and for that matter, the elderly, other people who receive a bad medical diagnosis, in some countries where they are despairing of such a prospect of sitting in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives, they can opt to be aided in dying. They can ask for physician-assisted suicide.
Mm.
Now, in this country, there are, I think now there are 9 states, including Hawaii,
yes,
who have physician-assisted suicide legislation. And my concern is that we're only one court decision away from widening that definition of, quote, terminal illness to include someone with multiple sclerosis,
mm-hmm,
or Lou Gehrig's disease, or severe spinal cord injury or muscular dystrophy. And this is true in Canada. It's available for people with disabilities in Canada and in parts of Europe. And my friends with disabilities and I, we're campaigning pretty hard to make certain this doesn't happen here in the United States.
Yeah, I know you are, and I'm so grateful for that. I want to talk a little bit about your book, When Is It Right to Die, takes a look at many families who've had to deal with this. What have you learned from their stories?
Well, I have been inspired and refreshed and encouraged. I mean, these are parents of special needs children who are severely brain injured, ventilator dependent. Some of them are blind, cannot hear. They are tube fed. And yet, some of these children, they bring such joy to the families.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch them and their challenges, and I've seen the richness and the depth of family unity between moms, dads, siblings, and disabled children. And I'm inspired that, mm-hmm, that their perseverance is an education to me, teaching me that, you know what, Johnny, if they can do it, mm-hmm, you can, by God's grace, do the same and more.
Mm-hmm.
So don't complain. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 says, do everything without complaining, without grumbling, and mm-hmm, hold fast to Jesus Christ, and be inspired by the people that he places around you. And the book, When Is It Right to Die, I wrote for people, the elderly, families of aging parents. I wrote it for people with significant medical conditions, chronic, medically fragile people, and hopes that they might really consider that life is worth living.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny, life is worth living, indeed, and it takes on a different resonance, I would say, especially coming from you. Well, why would you say, why is assisted suicide against God's word?
Well, for one thing, we're told in Exodus, thou shalt not murder. And we can infer that means self-murder. You know, life is a precious gift, a sacred gift given by God. And it says elsewhere in the book of Job that God determines the length of man's days. He is the one who calls the shots, as it were, and how long we're supposed to live. So I always err on the side of life. When people are confused about end-of-life treatment and should they have this surgery, would this be considered heroic if they pursued this medical therapy? Or when there are questions like this, I always try and encourage people to get wise counsel from godly physicians who share their life values, as well as perhaps from their pastor, and ask God to give you wisdom to find that clear distinction between treatment that would do nothing but prolong the process of dying. You know, each of us does enter an irrevocable process of dying when the digestive system begins shutting down, and you know, you don't want to add, you know, more discomfort by trying to prolong the process of dying. So we need wisdom to find the distinction between that, as opposed to treatment that will sustain all the life to which you are entitled. And the Bible is inherently comes across with this wonderful message that always err on the side of life. Always choose life. In fact, that Bible verse, those two words are resonated throughout the Old Testament. Choose this day, you know, life. Choose life. So we're always doing the wise thing when we choose life.
Mm-hmm. Johnny, you've shared with a beam of hope. As you speak, that's a grace that God has given, and to this day, what would you say, a parting shot right now to somebody who's going through a really rough time, maybe related to something we spoke about so deeply today? What would you say to that dear person?
Well, if we have a listener who is teetering on the edge of despair, or who is struggling against depression, who feels overwhelmed by their circumstances and wondering whether or not it's worth going on, I would recommend to them to wake up tomorrow morning the way I wake up. Because tomorrow morning I will wake up teetering on the edge of depression and overwhelmed by my circumstances. I deal with chronic pain. I'm an aging quadriplegic. It's difficult for me to breathe. And I wake up and I think, oh, God, I can't do this one more day. I do not have the strength. I am so, so tired. I cannot do quadriplegia. But I can do all things through you as you strengthen me.
And so, amazing words, amazing perspective by Johnny Erickson Tada. If you want more information, maybe look at some of the books that she's written, and there are many, and they're all very, very good. You can go to johnnyandfriends.org. There you can find all the resources. You can find a whole lot of her web clippings, her videos, her radio
Her show. Artwork.
Her artwork.
We haven't even talked about her gift as an artist or even her singing. Mm-hmm. She's gifted in so many areas.
Yeah. It's an
amazing thing.
Thank you, Jesus, for who she is. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to finish up by just sort of hearing her wisdom on many other things that she's facing, including suicide, and what resources or something that she calls life-giving alternatives are there to the choice of suicide. It's an important conversation, and I hope you'll stay with us. Again, stay with us for Johnny Erickson Tada.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here for Danny Yamashiro. We're here with Suzanne Maurer. Our guest speaker today is Johnny Erickson Tada. We've had a great time with her so far. She shares her wisdom about the challenges of being faced with a terminal illness. And it's a great story of how God can use anyone at any time. I know she talks about her book, When Is It Right to Die? And she's currently advocating for life-giving alternatives. So let's continue to listen in on Johnny Erickson Tada.
And I wake up and I think, oh God, I can't do this one more day. I do not have the strength. I am so, so tired. I cannot do quadriplegia, but I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And so by 7:35 in the morning, I've already borrowed God's smile. His smile is mine. And I think that's the Christian way to wake up in the morning. That's the biblical. It's the only way to wake up in the morning, needing God desperately. You know, the weaker we are, the more we are driven to God, and when we are driven to Him, the stronger we discover Him to be. So don't be ashamed of your weakness. The Bible says, boast in your weakness. Delight in your infirmity. If you're overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you can't go on, guess what? Jesus says to you, blessed are you. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who come to me in empty-handed spiritual poverty, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. There's no grace available for the smug self-righteous who think they've got it all together, who tomorrow morning will walk out their door on automatic cruise control, who will say to God, you know, I've got this Christian landscape thing. I've got it pretty much figured out. I've got the lay of the land here. So, God, if I need you, I'll check in with you. But you know what? I can handle it from here. God resists people like that. It says He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So if our friends listening feel overwhelmed or discouraged or on the edge of depression, you are closer to the Lord Jesus than you realize, because you're the kind of person He loves to infuse His grace in your heart.
Well, you're focusing, I believe, more and more on helping with people that are struggling with even thoughts of suicide. Can you share with us a little bit about how God is taking you in this direction? I'm of the understanding that in your ministry, you're focusing on helping people that are struggling. And, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but in the state of Hawaii, it is our number one cause of death for teenagers. It's a huge problem here. And so I just wondered if you could share some thoughts on that.
Well, you're absolutely right, Suzanne. Suicide is of epidemic proportions right now. Yes. Among young people. My girlfriend, the mother of a junior high school girl, was just telling me this past weekend that two of her girlfriends tried to commit suicide. This young teenager, two of her girlfriends just this weekend tried to commit suicide. And I think it was a copycat action given that last month there was a rash of suicides in Simi and in the Conejo Valley here in Southern California. So it is of epidemic proportions. And at Johnny and Friends, we have something we call advocacy with edge. And we are speaking out and speaking into the hearts of families to help them see that you can survive. There is hope beyond suffering. And I would venture to say that if any of our friends listening are discouraged, if you are contemplating taking your life before you take that action, reach out. And I would love to hear from any of our listeners who are struggling with this issue or being tempted by, suicide is just it's a ploy of the devil who would love nothing more than to, add to your affliction and your misery by causing you to end your life. He's a murderer, the Bible tells us. Mm. And he's the father of lies. And the devil's going to tell you, your life's not worth living, so give it to me. Take that razor, slit your wrist. Mm. Well, don't do it. Don't listen to the lies of the murderer, as Jesus calls him. Reach out to someone. Write this program. Contact our good friends here at the station, or write me at johnnyandfriends.org. Get some people praying for you, because we, as the Bible says, wrestle not against the flesh and blood of our physical situations, which can be so overwhelming. We wrestle against powers and principalities, dark forces in the heavenly realms that would love nothing more than to keep you discouraged. So, good point, Suzanne.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks so much for your sharing. I personally appreciate it. Our listeners are blessed by it, and yet there are definitely our friends out there who are listening, who we'd like to ask if you could pray for, going through either a tough time because of a sudden medical report or just a depression in their life. Would you mind praying?
I would. Oh, Lord Jesus, I do thank you for our friends listening, friends who are opening up their hearts right now to receive an infusion of hope and grace into their lives through this prayer. They are eager. They are anticipating for you to work in their lives, Lord God. And so I pray that you will give grace when the burdens grow greater. You'll send strength when the labors increase. To every affliction, you'll add your mercy. And to every single trial, you will multiply your peace. Would you multiply your peace in the lives of those who are listening right now? Mm-hmm. Father, help them not to go down the dark, grim path to death or depression or despair, because you and your word are filled with hope. You tell us in the book of Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans not to harm you, but to help you and give you hope and a future. So, Father, as my friends listening, close out their day and start afresh tomorrow, give them that hopeful future, would you? Encourage them, strengthen them, help them to know that it is possible to move forward into life. Because they too can do all things through you as you strengthen them. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I just want to lift up Johnny to you. I say thank you, Lord, for this mighty woman that has lived her life for you, that is ever seeking you and ever living to please you. Father God, I thank you for her daily death to herself, that she might be used of you. Father, I ask that you would protect her from any attacks of the enemy. Lord God, I pray for her as she deals with her chronic pain. Lift that, Lord God, and help her to find peace in her moments of quiet time. Father, encourage her in her time with her family, in her time with her husband, in their reading of the word each day. Mm-hmm. Give them new vision, new hope, new words of inspiration, your words, your wisdom, Lord God, and help her to do all that she so desires to do for you, Father. Strengthen her, lengthen her days, Lord God, that we might be able to continue to learn from her. We praise you. We ask you to bless her ministry, her organization, Johnny and Friends, with abundance, that they might be able to reach out to bring many, many more to come to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you both. Thank you.
terrific time with Johnny Erickson yes. Tada, that last segment talking about life and choosing life and the importance of life, where she says, God determines the length of days. Mm-hmm. And that sort of puts an exclamation point on this idea against assisted suicide. You know, I know that in her advocacy work, she says that there are over 40% in recent studies that say that Christians accept the idea mm-hmm. Of assisted suicide. And there's a real reason, I'm sure. There's pain involved yes. in a choice like that. There's true pain, and it has to be identified. It has to be honored. And yet when she says, God determines the length of days, choose life, is the theme of his Bible.
Well, I love the scripture references that she's given us, blessed us with throughout this interview. Mm.
Yeah, it's been an amazing time with her. These are inspiring words from Johnny Erickson Tada. But there is no place or time like right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open up your heart to accept Jesus Christ for yourself. Begin a walk with him. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com for more information on that. Click on the link that says Get to Know Jesus. If you would like to help us with financial support, maybe make a donation, please also go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on the link that says Partners. We'd love to have your partnership. Romans 8:18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you so much to Johnny Erickson Tada. And until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Marr and Danny Yamashiro, our guest coordinator, Suzanne Marr again, technical producer Chaz Antayez, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a'a in for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.